Welcome to episode 570 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 25 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. Evangelist Billy Graham is credited with once saying, "If you are ignorant of God's word, you will always be ignorant of God's will." Another evangelist, Dwight L. Moody, once opined, "I never saw a useful Christian who was not a student of the Bible." Moody also once declared that the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Sadly, fewer people in the U.S. and around the world are reading their Bibles than ever before. In 2022, only 10% of Americans reported daily Bible reading. Before the pandemic, that number was at about 14%. Even Christians are not reading. One of the main reasons why this may be the case is that according to a recent study, only 22% of Christians believe the Bible is fully inspired by God Himself. The Bible is a book that is not merely for reading. It is a book for studying so that it can be applied. Otherwise, it is like swallowing food without chewing and then spitting it back out again. No nutritional value is gained by it. The Bible is God's word, literally God breathed. As such, it is as binding as the laws of nature. We can ignore it, but we do so to our own detriment, just as we would if we ignored the law of gravity. It cannot be emphasized strongly enough just how important the Bible is to our lives. Studying the Bible can be compared to mining for gold. If we make a little effort and merely sift through the pebbles in a stream, we will only find a little gold dust. But the more we make an effort to really dig into it, the more reward we will gain for our effort. Holding the Bible in high regard doesn't guarantee that we'll read it regularly. There are a number of reasons why someone may struggle to get into the habit of studying Scripture. Sometimes we allow urgent things to crowd out the most important things, and some people struggle to get much out of their time in the Word. The Bible equips us to serve God. It helps us know how to be saved from our sin and its ultimate consequence. Meditating on God's word and obeying its teachings will bring success in life in every area. God's word helps us see sin in our lives and helps us get rid of it. It gives us guidance in life, making us wiser than our teachers. The Bible keeps us from wasting years of our lives on that which does not matter and will not last. In his longest recorded prayer, Jesus asked the Father to sanctify them by their truth. "Your word is truth," in reference to his disciples. Before going to the cross, Jesus expressed his desire for us to be sanctified, to be made holy, to be set aside for special use. This is only through the study and application of God's word. A happy new you is one who reads and meditates on God's word every day. Here are some tips for having a more dynamic and consistent Bible reading and studying practice. 1. Pray for a hunger for God's word. In Psalm 119, we see the psalmist's love and hunger for God's word. In verse 103, he exclaims, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." We also can experience this kind of joy when we come to the Bible. We simply need to ask God to give us a hunger for his word. This is surely a prayer that God would delight to answer. 2. Set a definite time. It helps to schedule a time for reading the Bible. An excellent time is early in the morning, before the busyness of the day begins. Other possible times are during lunch or before going to bed. Designating a time helps us remember to read the word and incorporates it into our daily routine. 3. Read consecutively. Perhaps you've jumped around in our Bible reading before, reading a passage here and a section there. But a good strategy to regularly and consistently read the word is to do so consecutively, chapter by chapter and book by book. This way, we don't have to decide what to read each time we open the Bible. As we read it from cover to cover, we'll begin to see how cohesive the Bible is. Many Christians set the reading through the Bible as a New Year's resolution, and they get started with Genesis. They might even make it all the way through that. But somewhere in the middle of Exodus, they get bogged down. And by Leviticus, they've given up. If you're going to read consecutively, perhaps you should start in the New Testament with the Gospels. 4. Pray over what you read. Sometimes, as we're reading the Bible, a particular verse stands out to us. It may comfort us, convict us, challenge us, or apply to our situation. Other times, a verse may perplex us. Whatever our reaction may be, when we are struck by a particular portion of Scripture, we should stop and pray over it. We can thank God or praise Him for the promises we find in His Word. We can also ask Him to show us the meaning of a certain passage, or just talk to Him about a verse. In this way, the Bible can become a book of prayer to us, helping us spend time with the Lord and develop our relationship with Him. 5. Keep track of our Bible reading. It's good to keep track of what you've read, and there are many ways to do so. You can mark the date you finish a chapter or a book in your physical Bible. You can check off each book in the table of contents as you read it. You could also tally the number of times you've read the entire Old and New Testament. Keeping track of our progress encourages us in developing a Bible reading habit. On Fridays of this devotional series, not only do we share the devotional for that day, but also suggest devotional activities for the 2 days that we are not broadcasting. For days 27 and 28 of 30 Days to a Happy New You, we invite you to reflect on this week of devotionals and do the following. 1. Read parts or all of Genesis, chapters 12 to 23. Write down what you learned about the growth in the relationship between God and Abraham. 2. Identify 2 or 3 of your closest friends. Evaluate those friendships in light of the 10 characteristics of a good friend explored in Tuesday's episode. 3. Of the 10 characteristics, which 1 or 2 are areas of strength for you? In which 1 or 2 areas do you need to grow the most? Pray that God will help you to grow in those areas as a friend this year. 4. Connect with a friend this weekend, either by phone or in person, and do something together that will bring glory to God. 5. Go on Spotify, Apple Music, or Amazon Music and find a new praise and worship song that speaks to you. Listen to it more than once and meditate on the words. Sing along when you think you've got it. 6. Find the lyrics to a worship song or hymn and rewrite some of those words to make an original song expressing your praise. 7. Do a self-examination of your prayer life. What is working? What is off? How consistent are you in praying? For what have you been praying? Have you been praying without first confessing? Pray that God will help you to have a more effective prayer life. 8. Read Jesus' prayer in John 17. Write down 2 to 3 things that you learn after reading this. 9. Use at least one of the tips for having a more dynamic and consistent Bible reading and studying practice. 10. Be deliberate about how you will guard against distractions when reading the Bible. Maybe you need to silence phone notifications. Maybe you need to go outside away from other people and from screens. Maybe you need to use a print version of the Bible rather than an electronic device. If you struggle to get into daily Bible reading, use an app to help you. Listen to audio versions of the Word, but make every effort to meditate on God's Word consistently every day. A daily Bible reading habit will lay a foundation for your Christian life, strengthening your faith and helping you know the Lord in a deeper way. Father, give us the desire and discipline to daily read your word so that we can grow in our knowledge of the truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.